USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Israel is revealing what it describes as an extensive tunnel network beneath Gaza City constructed by Hamas. According to Israeli officials, the network includes command and control centers, meeting rooms, and hideouts for top Hamas leaders. However, Israel has not confirmed reports about the initiation of seawater pumping into these tunnels. The head of Colorado State GOP says Colorado Republicans will ignore any results of the state's GOP primary if former President Trump isn't on the ballot there.
Then we're going to say, okay, fine. We're going to ignore whatever results you cook up because we don't think it's fair as long as Donald Trump's off that ballot. So we will just elect delegates however we want through the caucus at the State Assembly on the 6th.
Colorado Republican Party Chair David Williams spoke with KUSA-TV in Denver. Earlier this week, the Colorado State Supreme Court invalidated Trump's candidacy in the state based on 14th Amendment concerns over his actions during the January 6th U.S. Capitol riot. Trump called it a deeply flawed decision, and his campaign has promised to fight it all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. Toyota Motor Company said yesterday that it's recalling 1 million vehicles over an airbag defect that could cause them not to deploy. The recall covers a range of Toyota and Lexus vehicles with model years from 2020 to 2022. The vehicles being recalled reportedly have sensors that were manufactured improperly. Dealers will inspect these sensors and replace them, if necessary, no cost to the owners. A California law that would ban the carrying of guns in a number of public places starting January 1st has been temporarily blocked by a federal judge. U.S. District Judge Cormac Carney blocked the law yesterday, saying that it conflicts with the Second Amendment and is openly defiant of the Supreme Court. This is USA News.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts.
The special counsel handling the case against former President Trump for alleged election interference is urging the Supreme Court to promptly address Trump's assertions of presidential immunity. Special counsel Jack Smith officially submitted a motion on Thursday seeking a swift resolution. In response, the former president is seeking the federal appeals court to issue the ruling. Why are more people traveling this holiday season than last?
The anticipation of a record-breaking number of air travelers during the holiday season is largely attributed to a significant 12% reduction in airfare. Airlines are forecasting that more than 39 million passengers will traverse airports throughout the 14-day holiday period. Airlines are also hoping to prevent a recurrence of last year's ordeal, marked by a Southwest Airlines cancellation of nearly 17,000 flights following a snowstorm. I'm John Schaefer.
Removal of the Confederate statue from the Arlington National Cemetery is now finished. Plans have been made to remove the controversial statue earlier in the week until a U.S. district judge issued a temporary injunction on the removal Monday. The judge allowed the removal process to proceed on Tuesday evening. Workers arrived and resumed work to remove the memorial on Wednesday. Today is anticipated to be the year's most hectic day for air travel. Airlines for America projects that nearly 40 million travelers will take to the skies during the holiday season. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.